Greetings, you're the man now, dog. This is Pichu the Pokemon. I had the craziest day installing Arch Linux today. I mean, I've installed Arch Linux before, but I didn't really stick with it, just because I was kind of irritated by things like strange screen resolutions and kind of other weird problems, kind of. But it's sort of like saying that my usage of a computer is so simple that if my heart wants to use Arch, I might as well just do it. So not only have I been getting back into gear in my routine, I installed Arch today. That was an utter nightmare. Like, it's the nightmare technically isn't over yet. I still have to install, like, other things, like Nero 4 Linux, and see whether there's any dark surprises where some of my older software doesn't even work anymore or something dumb like that. But in any case, I don't know. I don't even know if I even need Nero for Linux, seriously. I mean, I just need it to burn Blu-rays, really. Whatever. But whatever. I don't know, I'm just walking to the supermarket right now. I have a tactical flashlight in my back pocket. It's kind of big. Like, I figured that a club is better than a cubiton. So it's like, in my Hot Topic trip pants, it fits like really good in my back pocket. It's like 1,000 lumens, which probably isn't really 1,000 lumens, bearing in mind how they rate things, but it probably is at least 400 to 500 lumens. So it's like, that's still tactical flashlight brightness. I don't know. I'm just starting up the whole Year of Light and Shadow thing again, which is really Light and Darkness. But I call it Light and Shadow because it reminds me of the name of a dumb Magic the Gathering card. Where, calling it Shadow seems a little bit, like, softer than calling it Darkness, really, but... I'm just kind of getting back into my routine after, like, probably, like... a good 4 or 5 month, like, distraction. You know, I ended up moving, and... the place I moved into is, like, really kind of hard to get used to in some ways. And I just needed reevaluation. I mean, after doing my daily routine for 3 years, I just kind of felt it didn't really go over that well, and I just kind of need to reevaluate, and I just kind of came back to the same conclusion I did in the first place. You know, now I'm trying to eat more like a girl. I mean, as a person that strives to be a girl at work, so, like, how do I eat healthy? Of course, to eat like a girl. Which works pretty good. Seriously, so, you know, trying to do a lot of extra exercises and things, like, I don't know. Like, I've had thoughts to whether I should go to the card shop or something, but it's probably not a bad idea, really. I mean, in actual honesty, a lot of things on blueprints look pretty good, but subtle things like gender dysphoria and probably just a thought disorder in my mind, other factors, it doesn't really work out. But it's sort of like saying, like, I'm definitely the kind of person that's known to play Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering and, you know, things like that, but I'm kind of more of a goth person. Almost kind of like an ICP person, really. It's almost kind of like a goth freak ICP-like person, and it's sort of like that... it's just a different scene, you know? Like, yeah, I'm sure as hell I am a type of person known to do those things. It's just... the context I do it is a little different, you know? Like, really, like, yeah, I've definitely played a fair share of D&D before, but it was always, like, in a different kind of way, you know? Like, usually, like, in out-of-the-way places where people are all smoking weed and stuff like that, really. I mean, weed, myself, gives me a ton of anxiety. You know, I used to trip a lot in the past, and it screwed me up. Stuff like that, you know, but... I don't know, really. I'm not really interested in that stuff. I'm just kind of interested in being a sissy person doing my routine, and apparently, there's another tin fairy dragonette. Kind of a Operation Mindfuck agent, just kind of flooding the internet with absurdity. As I find myself thinking about Lord Buckethead with his whole intellectual absurdity statement, but not really gonna say it's absurdity, put it that way. Crazy bearded guy street performer person. I'm not really sure, man. Like, the haze of my mind is pretty strong, which can be a handicap, but when I go to apply myself and discipline myself, it's a serious advantage because the positive systems of illness, like, you know, I don't get bored, I don't really get lonely. Really actually make it quite easy to apply myself to a micromanage routine pretty well. You know, like, I'm not really sure if I can factually, like, micromanage myself per se, as much just make sure that every moment I'm doing something. Like, seriously, it's kind of hard to explain, like, when I used to live where I used to live, it's like everything was just so kind of, like, laid back that I kind of had the ability to do it, but I might need a little bit more versatility and just the sheer functionality. Like, it's not as if, like, this is, like, my place I'm living in, you know? So it's like the idea of, like, you know, when you're living in a goddamn attic, which is really warm, really warm. It's sort of like saying, like, I can't just simply, like, take a shower whenever I want or go outside whenever I want. So it's like I kind of have to be more flexible. Because what I'm telling you, when I had my normal routine, it was micromanaged. Like, this time of the day, I did exactly that, like a clockwork. But, you know, maybe the lesson is that after having done my routine for 3 years and, you know, how I did all this reevaluating, exploration, running around, that maybe it's like the idea that I just learned how to be more fluid, you know? No, without a doubt, I don't sit around and do nothing. There isn't a moment I'm not doing something. Really. But it's sort of like saying, like, it'll just kind of, like, go together when it decides to. Like, instead of, you know, trying to get done a Pichu site in 1 hour. If it goes overtime, I'm not going to punish myself because I'm ruining the tempo of my routine, basically. You know, like, going for, like, intensity and quality, I guess. I don't know. It's just one of those damn things, like, whatever. I usually do think about Santabot. I don't know what it is. It's not really the guy himself. It's just the avatar of his persona I think is really hilarious. I don't know whether I should make Santabot stuff. It just makes me laugh. Seriously, it's just the whole idea of, like, an internet Santa Claus troll just worked for me really good. Seriously, I don't know. Like, honestly, seriously, like, I mean, to an extent, I kind of do like the Petey the Pirate of, like, Suzanne's thing. That does kind of crack me up a little, but for some reason, that whole spirit of Christmas is internet troll thing just cracked me up so hard. Like, really hard. I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely one of the mentally ill, you're the man now dog people. There's no denying that. But it's sort of like saying at the same time, I'm one of the nerdier people in the whole damn place. I don't know. I'm a sissy person. I strive to be the biggest sissy person I can to be a better problem solver, you know? Kind of like a Sally Acorn thing as I walk around feeling like I'm fucking maddingly mentally ill or autistic as hell, but it's actually kind of something more than like a psychotic schizophrenia. I'm like a perma-fried robo-tripping, kind of, really. But, be all the same, like, I don't really care. But there's no denying the unique state of mind I, you know, kind of Fluttershy fly about with, you know? Probably will find myself getting kind of Fluttershy. I mean, when I was pushing the whole, like, social alpha lifestyle, I was getting pretty goddamn out there, you know, and now that I'm kind of getting more into, like, my classic, like, Pink the Skunk nerd mode, I'm probably going to actually be getting a much more Fluttershy, you know. I learned some interesting life skills, like using paint markers to write on rocks, and now I have a tactical flashlight, and I don't know, a lot of bottles of liquor I don't need. I got a bottle of 190 proof Everclear, I got goddamn absinthe, and, like, I don't know, really expensive bottles of rum that are top shelf that cost, like, $80, you know, to make Death in the Afternoon, which is champagne with, like, champagne just mixed with, like, absinthe or mixed with, like, top shelf rum or whatever the hell, or chartreuse. Yeah, chartreuse, of course, I got that.